Hello, everybody. My name's Ryan Bozell, and I'm a nurse practitioner specializing in medical weight management at the Metabolic and Bariatric Institute with San Juan Regional Medical Center. I've worked in various settings in the medical field, including outpatient internal medicine clinic here in Farmington, where I've had the privilege of caring for a broad spectrum of patients with a wide range of diseases and engaging in preventative care. So most recently, I jumped at the opportunity to transition to specialty care, working with patients with obesity at the Metabolic and Bariatric Institute, because to me, there's nothing more satisfying than seeing a patient get control of their health and overcome their chronic illness by focusing on the underlying issues of obesity. Today, I'm going to talk about one of the important pillars of weight management, which is physical activity. And with that, the benefit of movement through cycling in the outdoors. Many of the prominent health organizations, including the Centers of Disease Control, American Heart Association, and the Obesity Medicine Association, recommend 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per week in combination with at least 2 days of resistance training. So obtaining a goal like this is the bare minimum of physical activity for maintaining health and preventing chronic disease, such as heart disease or diabetes. And I want to get that straight because this recommendation is for dedicated exercise, not just steps that you get in at work. While that non-exercise activity counts, the recommendation is for a sustained moderate intensity of 150 minutes a week. So that boils down to a brisk walk, or if you want to look at it this way, a perceived effort of still being able to hold a conversation with the person, but being unable to sing. So when I first moved to Farmington 5 years ago, I certainly was not meeting this goal myself. However, I realized that there was a lot of opportunity for outdoor recreation here. And with that, there was a fairly impressive amount of mountain biking trails. So of course, I decided to buy a mountain bike and start exploring. And I remember the first trail I took my bike on. I downloaded an app. It was colored green or easy on the app I downloaded. Started it out, started going down a dirt parking lot and into the trail. It meandered smoothly and easily downhill for the first part of the 3 mile loop. It felt pretty good and I was only a little uneasy and timid on the downhill, but then I had to turn around and that return uphill was a different story. I soon realized how out of shape I was, and every incline felt like I was moving slow. My legs felt heavy. I could feel my heart beating in my neck and chest. My lungs were on fire, and I kept checking to see if my tires were flat, but they weren't. And this was somewhat disappointing because I used to be pretty active. I used to be an avid hiker and backpacker, and I definitely remember how effortless riding was when I was a kid. I quickly realized that the past several years had taken a toll on my health, putting eating right, exercise on the back burner for other pursuits, including finishing my medical training while working full-time and raising a new baby. That first ride was a wake-up call, and I decided to dedicate myself to a healthier me. Cycling for me is more than just a form of exercise. It's a form of therapy and a way to reconnect with myself and the world around me. I slowly became more active. I started eating better to feel my body for those rides. And soon I found other aspects of my life began to improve as well, including my sleep, anxiety, my neck pain, my mood, my mental clarity. It all improved. I was starting to feel more and more rejuvenated each week that passed. And I became a firm believer in movement, and especially in movement in the outdoors. And then cycling is one of the most efficient ways not only to maintain the health, but to regain it as well. So that being said, let me talk a little bit more about the benefits of cycling. Cycling enhances your cardiovascular health by strengthening the heart, lungs, and circulatory system, reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. It improves circulation and lowers blood pressure, cholesterol, lowering the risk of heart attack and stroke. Cycling builds muscle strength and tone by primarily working the lower body muscles, including the quads, hamstrings, calves, and glutes, while also engaging the core and back muscles. It helps with weight management as well. By burning calories and boosting metabolism, and because you are moving your muscles and strengthening them, you enhance glucose uptake, as well as enhance insulin sensitivity, not only improving diabetes or pre-diabetes, but also reducing the amount of circulating insulin in your body, which leads to improved weight loss and weight maintenance. It's a low-impact sport that maintains joint flexibility and mobility, making it easier to maintain longer efforts at once, enabling more volume in a single session as opposed to higher impact sports like running. As you cycle regularly, you will notice improved endurance and stamina, enabling you to ride longer distances with less effort over time. The balance and coordination required for cycling also improves overall stability and reduces the risk of falls, an especially important consideration as we age. There are also multiple mental health benefits as well. The rhythmic nature of cycling can be meditative, and being outdoors further enhances these effects by providing a sense of calm and connection to nature. Cycling releases endorphins as you ride, the body's natural feel-good hormone, leading to improved mood that lasts long after the ride is complete. It sharpens your mental clarity and focus through the connection required for navigating routes and controlling the bike. It also serves as an excellent mental break from stressful days, and achieving physical challenges such as a difficult hill or route boosts self-esteem and confidence. So, how do we stay on track and keep moving, especially when we're all so busy and time-crunched? I find what works best for me and for other people is to incorporate a structured training plan. A well-designed training plan helps you gradually build up your fitness, avoid injury, and keep motivated by providing clear goals and benchmarks. Whether you're just starting or looking to improve your performance, having a plan geared towards your current fitness level is important. Share this plan with your family and friends. Print it out. Put it on the refrigerator. Cross it off each day as you complete it. Take the plan one day at a time and celebrate your accomplishments with each benchmark. For beginners or anyone else for that matter, there are plenty of resources available to help get you started. Websites like Training Peaks or bicycling.com offer free or low-cost training plans designed for different levels of fitness and goals. These plans typically include a mix of endurance rides, strength training, and rest days to ensure you're building strength and stamina without overtraining. And yeah, rest is very important too. Additionally, apps like Strava or MapMyRide provide community-driven challenges and tracking features that help keep you accountable and motivated. So now that you're doing a training plan, another great way to stay motivated is to sign up for a race. My wife did this recently. She, quote unquote, accidentally signed up for the Disney Princess Half Marathon in Disney World. So I spent my birthday weekend dressed up as Prince Charming, chasing a very excited Cinderella around Epcot in the Magic Kingdom. But having a race on your calendar gives you a clear target to work towards. These quote unquote races are not about competition for the 99% of people that do them. It's about the journey, the training, the community, and the sense of accomplishment you feel when you cross the finish line. There are so many local races to sign up for right here in our own backyard. The Road Apple Rally is a fantastic local event to consider for cycling. Held in October annually in Farmington, the Road Apple Rally is the oldest continuously running mountain bike race in the United States. It is a race that attracts all levels, from beginners to seasoned pros. The main event is a 30-mile loop in the desert with a mix of climbs and fast descents. However, if you're new to mountain biking, they do have easier routes that you can do that are 15 miles and 4.5 miles. So participating in a race like this not only gives you a goal to train for, but also allows you to experience the camaraderie and excitement of being a part of the community of like-minded individuals. For me personally, after riding the past 5 years, I feel more energetic, I feel more focused, and I'm more at peace. The time I spend in the outdoors has become very sacred to me. The time to recharge and connect has led me to embrace other activities as well, such as trail running and seeking ultra running events in Utah and Colorado, signing up for other local gravel rides, and embarking on a multi-day bikepacking adventures located all over the Southwest region. Each new challenge becomes an opportunity to explore and deepen my connection with the outdoors, myself, and my health. But perhaps the most important thing is that I can share the benefits of movement in the outdoors with my children. Just watching them experience the joy of being outside and enjoying a fast bike ride or the peace of a hike is incredibly rewarding. They don't realize this now, but they are not just having fun. It's about teaching them the value of a healthy, active lifestyle that they can benefit from throughout their lives. Studies do show that children whose parents model healthy behaviors, such as exercising in front of them or preparing and eating healthy meals, are 5 to 6 times less likely to develop chronic illness themselves as adults. So just imagine experiencing those benefits for yourself and your family. If you find yourself feeling stuck, overwhelmed, out of shape, I encourage you to give movement a chance. We truly are lucky to live where we do when it comes to outdoor recreation. Whether it be cycling, hiking, trail running, or simply just taking a walk, I would let the natural world guide you back to your health. Consider setting a goal like signing up for a local race or event and follow a training plan to keep you on track. It's not just about getting fit. It's about finding balance, clarity, and a deeper connection to yourself, your family, and the world around you. Embrace the journey, and you might just discover a new way to thrive. Thank you for listening, and get out there.